From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. European leaders are trying to overcome their differences and come up with a plan to handle the large numbers of migrants seeking a better life in Europe. Angry migrants today heckled police at a Budapest-Hungary train station. Hundreds, maybe thousands of others were forced off trains in Hungary they believe were bound for Germany, but instead some reportedly headed to refugee camps. These two refugees are Syrian.
We do not want to stay here by force. We should say yes, okay, we want to stay, or we do not want to stay. It is not by force. What about freedom?
They tell us to Austria. After that, they said, get out from train in this station. We don't want to stay in Hungary. We want to go to Germany.
The body of a three-year-old Syrian refugee found on a Turkish beach, that is, appears to have been given a new urgency to resolving the migrant issue. Here is British Prime Minister David Cameron.
Britain is the second biggest bilateral donor in the world to those Syrian refugee camps. And that is why, yes, we are taking thousands of Syrian refugees, and we'll continue to do that. As I said yesterday, we keep that under review.
28-member European Union plans to hold emergency talks on the refugee issue on September the 14th. Against the backdrop of war in Iraq, Yemen, and Syria and the concerns about Iran's behavior in the Middle East, President Obama welcomed Saudi King Salman to the White House today. The talks between President Obama and the king could not come at a more tumultuous time as a U.S.-led coalition fights against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria, and a Saudi-led coalition beats back Iranian-supported Houthi rebels in Yemen. This is VOA News. Pakistani officials say they plan to ask Afghan officials today whether Kabul is interested in resuming peace talks with the Taliban. The meeting comes almost a month after peace talks broke down following news that Taliban leader Mullah Omar had died 2 years ago in Pakistan. Hundreds of Afghan schoolgirls were taken to a hospital after breathing in poisonous gas in Herat on Thursday. This is the third incident. Officials suspect foul play. Get more now from VOA's Ayesha Tanzim.
For the third time this week, hundreds of parents in Afghanistan's Herat province sat in a hospital waiting for their daughters to get better. Officials say the three incidents were suspiciously similar. They now think the gas leaks at the three girls' schools may have been deliberate. The head of education of Herat province, Abdurazak Ahmadi, told VOA that the perpetrators were enemies of education and growth.
He suggested a big conspiracy and said that people needed to pay attention to the enemy's intentions. Ayesha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Guatemalan judge ordered former President Otto Perez Molina to remain in detention as the court considers whether to try him on corruption charges. Perez Molina resigned Thursday, hours after lawmakers stripped him of immunity from prosecution in a corruption scandal dubbed The Line, based for wiretap telephone calls that appear to implicate the president. U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump signed a party pledge on Thursday to support the eventual Republican presidential nominee and not to run as a third-party candidate.
So I will be totally pledging my allegiance to the Republican Party and the conservative principles for which it stands, and we will go out and we will fight hard and we will win.
Mr. Trump signed the pledge during a meeting with Republican Party Chairman Rance Priebus. In the first Republican debate last month, Trump was the only contender on stage who refused to pledge to support the eventual nominee and the only one not to rule out a third-party bid. A U.S. federal judge in the central state of Kentucky on Thursday ordered a county clerk to jail for contempt of court after she refused an order to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis defied a U.S. Supreme Court order to sign the marriage permits, saying it violates her religious beliefs. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.